Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and it is Friday, and every Friday on Solar we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And just listen, I also want to give a shout out to all the fathers around the world. This is Father's Day weekend, and man, oh man, I just pray that you guys all have an amazing time. Whatever it is you do, even if you're by yourself, happy Father's Day. God bless you. And thank you for being a good father. And God is good all the time, right? And some fathers have been in some very tough situations where they were not able to do what their hearts wanted them to do. their situation didn't provide it. So, you know, we still want you to know that God loves you, and it's all good. You'll be okay. You know, it's going to be okay. God knows your situation. He knows what you went through. He knows if you really wanted to take care of your babies or not, and he loves you right where you are. So happy Father's Day to you, fathers, as well. Guys, you know, every Friday here on Soul Out Records Radio, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records because Mr. Dick Griffey had really blessed all of us and had a dream and allowed all of us to participate inside of his dream. And so we are very, very fortunate that we were chosen to be a part of such a legacy record company as Solar was, and you know, and so the music still lives to this day, and so we're just very grateful for that because you guys love the music, and so thank you so much for, you know, for blessing us. That's why we named our radio station Solar Records Radio, because we want to celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. We want people to remember the younger generations that's coming up. Remember what Mr. Griffey did and how he had blessed us with some great music. And he connected, you know, he pulled Leon Silvers in and made Leon the chef, the leading chef in his kitchen. And Leon pulled all of us other musicians in and had us to help him to create the sound of Los Angeles Records. So, man, oh man, what a blessing it is and how good it is. I am on the road. Solar is on the road right now. We are in the state of Louisiana, and we are in New Orleans, and we are having a good time. It is so nice to be here and to be away. So I want to say thank you to the company that sent us out here, that made it possible. I mean, it was a blessing, it was a gift, you know. And so when we came out, and we, you know, it's like a lot of days, you know. So we want to be say thank you to Wyndham for blessing us with this wonderful gift, and we appreciate it. And so we're going to have a great time, as today is also the day that I released my single, Separate from Dynasty. Dynasty, y'all know that's my group. That's my heart. That's where I come from. That's where I got my start with. And we just released a couple of records last year and the year before, and both of them went to number two. And so this year I'm releasing my own album, and I'm dedicating it to my friends on the street that I grew up on, Marston Street, my childhood friends. Much love to them. See, they are important because they were a part of helping me to mold me into the young man that I grew up to be. And so I'm just grateful to them. And we've held on to our relationship, you know, all these years. And now we all, grandparents. It's amazing. And so much love to you guys. And so I just want to show my appreciation to Marston Street, to the Marston Street gang. That was the street, Marston Street. And I just want to show my appreciation to you guys and put this album out. And so my single comes out today. It's called Buckled Up, featuring Phoenix, a friend of mine, and also a DJ of mine on Solar Records Radio. And so you guys now, I posted it all over the place, so you can now go and to any of the platforms, and you can get the record. Please go and check it out. And thank you for your love and support. We appreciate you. So now, right here and now, I feel like a DJ. Oh, man. So right here and now, we want to get going with some great music from Solar. And so I'm excited because, like I said, I was a part of this sound. I worked with all these guys. I posted a picture of us having time together. And we're getting ready to do it again. A lot of the writers from Leon's company, Silver Spoon Productions, we are the writers. We all getting together July the 6th in Pasadena, California. And so I hope that you guys can make it. I'm always been the one that's scheduling this stuff, and so I just schedule it when I'm gonna be there, so we can get together and have fun. So I look forward to doing that with my friends. And anyway, so with that being said, let's get going with some music from Solar. Thank you again for tuning in, and thank you for blessing us. We're still praying for Greg. We're still praying for Chloe's family. Oh, my goodness. 20-year-old young lady. She's gone. Rest in peace, sweetheart. God bless you. And y'all know Greg had a seizure and hit his tongue really badly. And so he's in a lot of pain. So keep Greg in your prayers. And then we got our girl Charlotte, of course. And then also my wife, Gayla, she fell flat on her face at church. And boy, I said, I'm not going anywhere with you with a black eye. She's like, what? I said, no, I don't want people looking at me sideways. No, I'm not going anywhere. And you got to put on a lot of makeup for me to go somewhere with you. And so keep her in prayer. It's healing now. Her face is getting better. And so I'm happy for her. But anyway, it is time to get to the music here on Solar Records Radio as we are on the road. And we are in an amazing hotel, and it's just beautiful. I'm out at the pool. The kids are swimming. We're having a great time. Gayla's over there, the lady. Hey, there's some people here, so we're just having a good time here. I just got out of the jacuzzi. Whoa. My favorite spot. I love the jacuzzi. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. It's your boy.
I don't wanna burst your bubble, Romeo, but you know you're not right.
right, all right, all right. Man, oh, man, the Whispers doing their thing. That is a funky song, and I love it so much and stuff. And I got a couple of lines over here I need to open up. I got to see what's going on here. I think, hey, Brennan, is that you, Brennan? Oh, let me see if it's going to work. Brennan.
I think I see Brennan.
Oh, there you go.
Do you hear me?
And Don, yes. And what about you, Don Fleming? Are you there, Don Fleming?
I'm here.
All right. My brother is from another mother on the line. There you go. Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, Waddell?
Oh, I'm good. I'm out here in your home state, Vernon, and it is hot in Louisiana. I mean, it's hot in Texas, but this is some different kind of heat. It's got that humidity with it. Whoa, man, I go outside, I'm burning up. I come inside, I'm freezing. So I'm just a walking oxymoron here. I'm going back and forth, trying to find, some peace in the temperature around here. But anyway, I'm glad. Hey, guys, let me first of all tell you who Vernon Woods is. Everybody knows who Don Fleming is. He's host and co-host of Soul Out Records. But Vernon Woods, oh, my God, we go all the way back to when I first came here in 1979. He was already here doing his thing. He was already working with Leon and the Silvers and stuff. And so he had already started his legacy and building his legacy before I even got here in 79. But Vernon is one of the singers that you would hear on so many of the early hits in Solar, because he was working with Leon Silvers, and between him, Vernon Woods, Dana Myers, and Mark Gilbert, their blend was so powerful, so beautiful. Leon didn't, he was just like, okay, sing this, sing that. And these guys were singing on all these songs. As a matter of fact, their voices is the one you hear on And the Beat Goes On, on the background. So they sang on so many records and stuff. And Vernon and I have continued our relationship from way back then all the way up to now. We have been really close friends. I love his wife, Jean. He loves my wife, Kayla. We hang out together. Sometimes we spend the night at each other's houses. And so we really have a very beautiful and long-lasting friendship. And so I welcome Vernon to the show because I wanted Vernon to share a little bit about his story with Solar. Tell us a story or two about working in the studio with Leon or just being a part of Solar.
Well, it was great. I really appreciated the fact that Leon, he was interested in me as far as my singing abilities. And my friend Mark Philpart, I met him through Mark Philpart. And I had known Leon because I dated Olympia, his sister. And so Leon was, I met Leon before around the time when their first hit came out. I met Leon and I knew Olympia from a club in Los Angeles called Mavericks Flats. And, I've been knowing the Silvers ever since. And, it was a pleasure working with Leon because we did do a lot of songs. Myers, Philpart, and Woods is the group we were named, known for. And we did And the Beat Goes On and It's a Love Thing. We did several songs with Leon and other groups that we did background for. And it was a pleasure. It was a joy. I really enjoyed it.
Right. Now, did you
it was,
guys...
It was great.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it was a joy working and doing all those records because a lot of nights we spent in the studio. And, of course, that's where I met you, Waddell, in the studio in Los Angeles. And been knowing Waddell,
right.
And Waddell and I have been tight for quite a while. We've been very good friends for a long time. We got songs together, and I know that one day it's going to work out no better. Waddell's going to get stronger and stronger with our songs. Hopefully, over the years,
Yeah, we Well, you know what the thing is that we have already been blessed and stuff. We had the stuff when we started writing together. We ended up with songs in a couple of different movies. One of the things was with T.D. Jakes, and we had a song in his movie, "Woman, Thou Art Loose," and then we had another song in the ABC TV show and called "Remember Sunday." And so we started getting placing songs. His wife was a blessing to us because she worked as an editor. And so she was like, hey, bring him on in. So Vernon and I started writing so many songs. And so as a matter of fact, on my new album, Vernon has four songs on the new album that I have coming out that he and I wrote. And so we are always doing something. I was trying to figure it out. Don, you got any questions?
No, I'm just enjoying the conversation. I apologize. I was, you know, it's funny. I was listening to your song, Wardell, I guess this morning. I was listening to Your Love. And I was like, wait a minute, this is, and you were a little plump back then in the video, man, by the way, with the lost lock. You look, but no, man, I was just,
that's so mean.
No, I mean, I love
fat. You said I was fat.
Yeah, you was chunky. You look like you were a little chunky back there playing the ball.
You may have been chunky, yeah.
He's a little chunky, man. But no, I was just I love hearing the stories of Maverick Platt, man. Especially go ahead.
Vernon is the one that's singing Your Love.
I don't know if it was kind of like that symmetry or whatever, or that connection we have or whatever. But, yeah, I was listening to your song earlier today. Yeah, I saw Vernon is on it.
Did Vernon look chunky, too? Because, you know, video did put some pounds on you. Hello?
No, I didn't look chunky on that, Wardell. I didn't. I'm sorry, bro. I never was chunky.
How could I look chunky? I was sitting down.
Yeah, he's the guy on the drums with the hat, the goatee, and go ahead and look like it, the collar's up and everything. Let me go. You know what? I have it saved in my YouTube page. Let me go back and look at this.
I don't like you today. Hey guys, if y'all hear an echo, I'm not in the bathroom. I'm in the jacuzzi room, and I have all my stuff set up outside at the pool. But I came in here because the kids are having a good time at the pool, so I came inside to have some privacy. So that's the echo you hear. I apologize.
Can I ask a question, concerning the video? Who are the key background singers?
The two ladies. So those are friends. One of them is the guy that's playing the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Troy Jeter. Troy's daughter. And so she's a singer that I was working with recording her. And so she's the sister that you see, the light-skinned sister. And then the other one is, Talia. And she's the white girl, the cute, beautiful, beautiful lady. And so they're both of my friends that came over to just kind of sing some of the background parts that Vernon had put down. And so, because Vernon was singing lead, so I needed somebody to do the background part. So they came over and sang the background part.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that. Thanks.
All right, I'm mad at you still. But anyway, Hey, I want to give a shout out to Julian. Julian, I know you better not be laughing at him talking about our set. Come on, Julian, you got to stay on my side. But anyway, so Vernon and I, like I said, you know, we've been through a lot together. And Vernon, he was also signed to Silver Spoon Productions as a writer with me. I posted the picture. He's the guy that looks like a little kid with the little red shirt on there. I'm like, he had no, Vernon, he had no mustache, no beard. You had nothing on your face. Like a little kid.
No, I was smooth shaved then, brother.
Yeah.
You're talking years ago, Wardell.
I know. That was, I think that picture was taken. That was in 1981.
I think so,
That was
a group picture we took with Leon and everybody in Lakeside, but Dynasty and other groups, yes. That was years ago.
So
with Dana Myers.
Was there anything in particular that you learned from working with Leon that means so much to you? You being a singer, and you know how that family sang with those amazing harmonies and stuff. What was it that, you know, how was Leon able to help you to develop as an artist?
Well, you know, I just listening in a studio, listening to the way he wrote the song, the confidence he had in his music and the way he was so precise and wanted everything to just fall right in. You know, and because we did things, you know, to pretty much to perfection, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that everything was right on key and everybody was, you know, on time with their syncopation and stuff. And just things like that I kind of reflected on because I knew I wanted to write songs too, but I wasn't because I have a brother that I know you guys know the song is called Only For You. It's a song that Arthur Prystock did. It's a song that my brother wrote, my brother Numa. And I used to listen to him and my dad, and you know, because I sang as kids with my brother. I'm the youngest of 11 children. And we sang, we did little shows and TV things in New Orleans before I left to go to California. And we did an album here in New Orleans. And I had friends who always, oh, Vernon, we heard you on the TV and the radio and stuff. And you know, and with that, when I came to California, that was one thing I was looking for. I was looking for something to do musically because my two other brothers above me were going, older than me, they were going to the military. And then I had the fourth brother who was just getting out of the military. And when they left, I wanted to pursue music. And so I started going to Maverick's Flats, and I met Olympia Silvers first, and then she introduced me to her brothers and her mom and stuff like that. So I got to know that family, and you know, just over the time period of so many years, I got to really understand what writing music was about. You know, so mm-hmm. I started pursuing that. You know, and one thing led to another, and with the Lord's help, man. You know, and put my trust in the Lord and asking to help me, I learned how to make chords and do chords on a keyboard and started writing a lot of songs. I got quite a few songs, and you know, Waddell, you and I have a few songs together. So, you know, it's something that I enjoy doing, and just that incentive kept me going, you know?
So I just want to tell the listeners this. It's really important that you understand that when we went in the studio to record, it wasn't like, oh, it's just fun times. That's we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go in there and sing. Or we're going to go, well, I didn't sing. Y'all know that. But we're going to go in there and sing or we're going to go in there and record because I'm going to go play the drums. We're going to do. So it wasn't that at all. That wasn't it. When we went in the studio, it was hard work. It was because Leon had put. He had us set at a certain level, and so we had to.
Right.
We had to. When you came in, a lot of times you'd never come in with that level that where he is. He was at a different level than us, and you would come in
with your skills.
But now you got to take your skills and you got to put them. You got to get them to this level and lay it right in those pockets where he wants it. And so we always had to be We always came in and lifting ourselves, you know, allowing Leon to take us to these places where he wanted the music to go, and everybody couldn't do that. The ones that couldn't do it didn't come back. The ones that couldn't do it didn't come back. But the ones that did do it and was determined to do it was always there, because you would call them back.
Exactly.
Well, come on back. We're going to do it again. We'll fix it. We'll do that. And so, but for the most part, when we got finished, this is the difference. When we got finished doing whatever he wanted to do, and you go back into the sound room and you listen, you are so impressed. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That sounds really good, because he took us to a whole nother platform, another level.
Exactly.
And so I don't care what anyone tells you. Leon Silvers was the one. By himself.
And he's still that way today.
By himself. So he was able to lift us all up and take us to this platform. And then what happens is that after you've been doing this for so long, then you get used to, that's where we got to go. That's where I'm going.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you are now living at this level. Because doing it year after year after year after year, then you understand what is expected of you. And so that's how records become hit records, songs that people love, because he really cares. It's like going to a restaurant. You could tell somebody really cares about what they're making you, or you could tell they don't care about it, right? And so it's the same with the music. Leon cared about it so much that it would stress people out. Like, remember Scotty was walking out of the studio because he didn't want to sing that those lines again that Leon said, one more time, close for one more time, one more time. You're just a little off right here. Scotty goes, I don't hear that. But Leon did. And listen, and Leon did not do that. He wasn't saying he heard something that didn't exist just to do that. He was saying it because he really hears that. You're off. You're off just a little bit.
He had a perfect pitch, perfect ear, yes.
Right, exactly. And this is the thing. When you are born with that gift, no one can take that away from you. So no matter how much weight Scotty may have had of being a lead singer of a group, it didn't matter to Leon. He was like, no. And so the whole group went outside.
Right.
The whole group went outside because Scotty was pissed. And they said, Scotty, this is a hit song, and we need you to go in there and do that part. Now, trust me, if Scotty was right, the guys would have stood behind him and said, man, let's go. Or if the song wasn't a good song, they would have said, hey, man, let's just roll. This is crazy. But they knew not only was Leon right in terms of talking about the intonation and singing it right, but he's also right in terms of having a hit song. A hit song. Y'all need a hit.
Yes.
They have never, ever had a gold or platinum record until Leon produced it.
Until Leon produced it, exactly.
Never, ever. So Leon took them. Now, they had many records out. I was a little kid and their records was out. Everybody knew who they were, but...
That's
but this is the thing. Not only did he take Vernon, myself, and all the other guys up to another level, he took the Whispers. He says, nope. You're not just singing anything you want to sing. You're going to sing it, and you're going to sing it until it's right. Once it's right, now we have the right to expect, you know, for people to like it. But if you don't treat it right, and you just, you know, then why do you expect for someone to like it? And
that's
so they all, when they got those platinum records, the conversations changed after that. They had changed the next time we're in the studio because they had to develop respect. Like, this guy really knows what he's talking about. So anyway, guys, I could go on that, but I just wanted to say that it's important that people understand the way you get good product is you work really hard to give them people good product. You can't just throw anything out there and just hope for the best. What is that?
No.
You know,
right.
you gotta put. We worked hard. We were happy, but we worked hard.
You gotta put the best out there, man.
It was like going to a gym with somebody who was crazy. Leon was crazy. I mean, a good crazy. It was like, dude, I mean, I was already working out before. I was feeling fine before. Now you tell me I'm not doing good? No, you got to do better. And you know what? If you want the job, you would do better. And he made us work. And so, yeah. So anyway, we need to get back to some music. Don, are you in the system?
I am in the system. What's going on?
Well, you know, you can pick a solo song. I've been playing that. I played The Whispers, and I played The Deal. I played Babyface Cry. So it's up to you where you want to go. I played Dynasty Adventures in the Land of Music. You know, whatever you want to take us, Don, feel free to take us. And then Vernon and Don and myself.
You played Babyface. You did.
Yeah. I beat you to the best.
I know.
But I left your group that you love so much. Midnight Star available for you. So
I love Lakeside. I mean, I love all of them. See, you always do that to me. You're like, that's your favorite. Like, no, I love everybody. Literally, I was a big Solar fan. So yeah, we got about, what, an hour and 13 minutes left of the show, so we got plenty of time to jam with the people. Of course, it is Friday, and Friday means we're celebrating the legacy of the Sounds of Los Angeles. So I'm scrolling, and when I scroll – and, you know me, when I scroll and I'm looking for something, I'm just like, I'm dead set on getting it.
Okay, well, you do that. And Vernon, what's your schedule like? How much more time you got? You got the time to hang out for another segment?
Man, look, I'm here in New Orleans, bro. I'm at home. I'm enjoying myself, man. I got whatever time you need, whatever time you got, bro. I'm right here. Like I said, I'm right there with you.
All right. Then we'll be back with Don Fleming, Vernon Woods, and Wardell Potts right after this. Go ahead, Don.
Every time we went
There you go, guys. So, my goodness, Vernon, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
Okay, guys, I just really wanted to, for the people that may have tuned in, Greg informed me that I was echoing really bad. So, I am on the road, and I have, you know, just find the best spot I can. I've moved now out of the Jacuzzi area, so that it's not echoing so bad, and the sun has subsided a little bit, so it's not as hot out here. Lord, it gets hot in Louisiana, your state, Mister Fishers.
Yes, indeed, brother. See, when I was a kid, Modell, it didn't bother me at all to be in this humidity. I was so busy playing and having fun. You know, it didn't bother me at all.
Right, but that was normal.
It's hot and humid now, but, you know, because I'm used to California weather now. I've been there for 55 years. But, when I left here, man, in 68, I was cool with the weather.
Okay. All right, man. So, you know, just hearing And the Beat Goes On, you know, I want everybody to notice, when we went in the studio to record that song, we were recording that song for Vernon and his group. It wasn't for the Whispers.
Right, exactly.
That was for, we went and recorded And the Beat Goes On for Vernon, Woods, Dana Myers.
Myers Bill, for
yeah, Myers. Yep. And, you know, and so for whatever reason, you know, God had other plans, and so
exactly.
And all the guys are still good, and they're doing their thing, and they, and so God has been good. So, but I just want to say, man, I want to say to you, thank you, man, for your ability to, you know, to follow your dreams. You know, I know that you had your whole family thing going. You guys were doing great, and then everybody grew up and went different ways. But you were determined to follow your dreams and follow it through. And then you ended up finding, you know, the Silvers, and ultimately ended up being a part of Silver Spoon Production. And we got to hang out and stuff. And some of the best times for me is when we have these parties and we all come together, and you can just see the smile on everybody's face to see each other. And it's just so wonderful. What an amazing family that was created, you know, chasing music. Mm-hmm. You
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed every bit of it, you know?
Yeah, yes. I remember when Janet Cole said, "Is that Vernon?" And I said, "Yes." She was so excited to see you. And y'all was just hugging each other and took pictures together. And it was just like, I was like, wow, this goes so far back. And the history that was made from, you know, just being a part of Solar was just amazing friendships that came out of it as well. And, you know, lifetime friendships and stuff. So I just want to say thank you to you for your contribution to the sound of Los Angeles Records. Thank you to your contribution to Silver Spoon Productions. And thank you to your contribution to all the songs that you and I wrote together. Vernon and I were writing a song one day. Well, this is not just one day, a couple times. And we were sitting there writing a song and start crying. I mean, crying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, first of all, we both have daughters. And the songs that we were writing, both of them were about daughters. One was about a daughter being kidnapped. It was about a daughter
right.
being kidnapped that ended up in the movie, the song that we wrote. And then another one was about a daughter that was found dead. And it was the Anthony, I can't think of her last name, but there was a girl, the young lady down in Florida who had killed her own daughter and her grandparents, they think the father may have had Casey Anthony's story. And they thought Casey Anthony's story. And they thought that the daughter was going to, she got the father to help her to hide the body. And so anyway, it ended up that this girl didn't go to jail, and they have no one for this child's death. And so there was a movie that they're putting out about what happened. And Vernon and I, okay, all we could think about is the child. So we're writing the song about the child. Because to me, in the movie, nothing else mattered. Nothing mattered more than that.
The baby,
That baby was the most important thing. And so that's what we wrote the music about what happened to this child. And so, but the movie ended up being about the attorneys. I was devastated. I was shocked. I couldn't believe that whoever was producing this movie thought it was more important to talk about the attorneys and how what they were doing behind the scenes to either get this child off of, you know, this crime, or to help this child to get this child in jail. So you got the defense and the offense. They're thinking that is the most important thing, and we were devastated. So our song did not apply to what the film was about, so it didn't make it onto the record. But I remember us sitting there, and we were at my church. We went into an office at my church, and we were writing the lyrics. And I remember us crying like babies. And I want to thank you, Vernon, because that told me that you are, first of all, a good man. You know, that your heart is in the right place. And I'm so grateful for people like you. But I'm even more grateful for you because I know you. And just want to say thank you for working so hard to be the best that you could be as a human being and recognizing when others have been mistreated. You know, and so thank you so much, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Bartell. And of course, you remember the title of the song.
What did that baby do to you? Something like that. Right?
Because we also wrote She's Just a Child.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
that
song?
She's
Just a Child. It's just been a while. You gave it to me.
Right. So that was the first song. That was the first one I was talking about when she was the child was kidnapped. But the second one was when the child was murdered. And so,
it's been a while since I heard that song. I'd have to sit back and think. But you don't have it with you. Can you play it or no?
No, I don't have it in the system. I did talk to you. You know, I was trying to figure out another title because I do want to put that on the record. Because I want people to understand that, you know, there's so much of this going on where we're overlooking the victims like they're not important. And so we need to, as a society, you know, and I'm talking about a world society, to look out for everybody, look out for children especially, and to oversee this child's death like it was just, that part's not important. Let's talk about these attorneys. I was so offended. I was so disgusted that I really didn't want to have anything to do with that movie anyway. Yeah. So I'm glad the song didn't make it because... Go ahead, Brennan.
That was the title of the song. What did that baby do to you?
That was the song.
Right.
Okay. Well, Brennan, we're going to have to get ready to go, man, and I just want to say thank you again for coming on. Is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners in closing?
Well, you know, there's a lot to say, but we don't have enough time. But I just want to thank everybody who's listening and to try and understand that a lot of stuff, music and things, it comes from the heart. And it comes from, you know, being a person who has respect, not only for the people around, but for yourself. If you have self-respect, you're not going to be a good person. And if you have respect for other people, that makes you even a better person. You know, it's so important to understand that Everybody have a right to live, and everybody have a right to make a decision on their own, an own decision. But we do, I just want to pray that people can understand that the decisions we make should come from God. And that's to pray for the Lord to guide you and make the decision, no matter what the situation is, finances, whatever the case may be, raising your children or a friend or enemy even. You know, you have to pray over these things. And just hope that the Lord can guide you the right direction to make you a better person. And when you're good to yourself, you can't help but be good to other people.
Okay, Brandon. Well, it's breaking up, man. And I just want to say thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. And thank you for, like I said, your contribution to the Sound of Los Angeles Records. And, man, oh, man, you know, just, you know, you're always welcome to come back. And I will have you back because one of the songs that you have on the album is going to be a single. So have you come back when they drop that as a single, okay?
Okay, that would be great, Modell. Thank you, brother. I love you, man, as a brother. You know that. And I love your wife, Gayla.
God bless you. Okay, much love to your family. And enjoy yourself. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back here on Soul Out Records Radio with our partner, Don Clemmer.
A prisoner of love, you won't hold. In brothers, you can find a shooter bee that's gonna be mine, all mine.
Having a good time? Are you guys enjoying the show? Okay, great. Thank you so much. This is Wardy El Pastor for Soul Art Records Radio, and right here and now, I am going to play my new single. Soul Art. This is the Soul Art weekend, and Father's Day Come on, ladies. Come on, kids. No, no, no. No more neckties and no more cologne. No more neckties. And please stop with the neckties and the colognes. Can y'all, like, take us out to dinner? And, you know, take us out to dinner. That'd be cool. But the neckties and the cologne, this is getting a little old. Hey, y'all, we want Father's Day. Can we get a little love? And so, listen, I understand why Mother's Day is next to Jesus. All right? Christmas. I understand why that the holiday is just almost as big as Christmas. But Father's Day is all the way down to number 19. This Christmas, Mother's Day, 1 and 2, and Father's Day celebrated down to 19. Come on. Y'all treating us like bald-headed stepchildren. Can we get a little bit more love than that? Come on. Lord, you got to get this up. Halloween is before Father's Day. It's celebrated more than Father's Day. So what is it? What is it that us dads are not doing that's causing our holiday to be so treated so bad? I mean, it's like, okay, so let's see. We are kind of just straight ahead. We got to get the job done. We're focusing. We get up every morning. We go to work. We work hard. We make sure that mom has everything she needs to have to take care of you guys. Our job is to take care of mom and you guys. Okay, so we get out there. We work our buns off all day. Then we come home. We're tired. Y'all had a long day with mom. Y'all went to school. Then y'all come home. Mom is there again. First of all, she's there for you in the morning. Then she's there when you come home. Y'all hanging out, playing. And then mom tells you to do your homework. You're doing your homework. And mom is the most caring person about your life. Right, because she's always there making sure that all your needs are fulfilled, right? Then dad comes home 2 or 3 hours later. You didn't see him when you got up. And then he gets home, and you see him, and he's beat up. And thank you, Greg, and he's beat up, you know, and then you go, oh, dad, just a dad, you want to play. Dad's, like, worn out. He's like, so he may have an attitude, no, I'm good, that's okay. And so we seem like we are really nonchalant when it comes down to what makes you happy and all the things that you want to do. But you got to understand that dad is so busy working and busting his butt to make sure that everything is provided so that you can have what you have and so things could be okay. That dad is exhausted. He's exhausted. He's beat up. So let's try to have a little bit more love for dads, because dads really are the caretakers. They go out and take care. I mean, in some cases, the moms are. But I'm talking about what I'm talking about. We got to, you know, just think about that. It's not that dads don't love you as much as moms do. We both love you equally. It's just that, you know, we are working our buns off, and some moms work and do that, you know. But moms, just think about it. They were made to love us like that. And when I look at the wild kingdom, and I look at how after a mother has her animal, I mean, she is all over that child, protected. She's making sure, and dad's laying down side somewhere just chilling, right? So moms were designed to be that way. They are nurturers. They are, you know, they care. They're right there, and they're in our face. They want to make sure we're okay and that we can walk and that we can carry ourselves. So I'm not trying to compare us to moms, but 19, that's a long way down the list. So if y'all can help us look that up a little bit, we appreciate the love. Guys, here's a song that I wrote for Dynasty. I really love it, and I want to play it for you. We'll be back. Okay.
Something's understands how to get the ladies in the palm of his hands. But he's still a knight, fight the hype, hard to excite the night, fishing at the right type, at the round table, placing labels on a man who slick can spark cable. He's all different black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
I just want to say thank you again for all your blessings. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for allowing me to do what I love to do and play good music for you, and especially the stuff that we get to do on Fridays when we celebrate the town of Los Angeles. It really means the world to me and to a lot of my friends. And so we appreciate your love for the music, and God bless you guys, and take care. Have a wonderful and beautiful Father's Day weekend. Enjoy, and know that we are here and to do whatever we can to be a blessing to you through music and in prayer and in deep conversation. So we want to also say that we love to be a blessing to any young artist, you know, indie artist, jazz artist, R&B artists, whatever your genre is, we would love to be a blessing to you and help to, to launch your career. So if you know anyone like that, please send them over to solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and, have them send us a message through email, and we'll get back to them and do our best to be our best. Thanks, Greg. I hope you're feeling better, brother. I told you to go to sleep. He's still texting me. Hear this. Hear that. He got this. See that? He's still working. Go to sleep, Greg. Go to bed and take care of yourself. And all you guys, over there in the UK, it's getting kind of late. But it's the weekend. It's the weekend after God. Yeah. So have fun. Enjoy and do your thing. God bless you guys. I'm going to do the same here. I'm going to have a great weekend here. And so you guys all take care, and we'll catch you again on Solar Records Radio. Please go to our page and check it out, solarrecordsradio.com, and you can shop in there. You can go through the pictures and see some of those people that you loved and the music that they did and stuff. And so, just going in a little adventure over on solarrecordsradio.com. And if you want to donate to our station, thank you in advance. We appreciate, as we are an independent station, and we're doing our best to be our best. So thank you, guys. Good night, and God bless. Take care of yourself, and we'll catch you next time on Solar Records Radio. Good night.
inside.